Welcome students. In the previous chapter, you have learned about what is marginalization. Marginalization is the process in which someone is pushed to the edge of a group and accorded lesser importance. In this module, you will be able to understand some of the ways in which the marginalized groups challenge existing inequalities, and also list out the various provisions enshrined in the Constitution of India to abolish marginalization. Firstly, we are going to discuss on invoking fundamental rights. The fundamental rights in the Indian Constitution are powerful weapons that can be used against all forms of marginalization. The Constitution lays down these principles that make our society and polity democratic. The fundamental rights are available to all citizens equally. By insisting on their fundamental rights, they have drawn on these rights into two ways. It forces the government to recognize the injustice done to them. And also, they have insisted that the government should enforce these laws. Article 14 to Article 32 of the Indian Constitution protects all citizens from any sort of inequalities. Some examples are: Article 15 of the Indian Constitution notes that no citizen of India shall be discriminated against on the basis of religion, race, caste, sex, or place of birth. Article 17 of the Indian Constitution states that untouchability has been abolished. This means is that no one can prevent Dalit from educating themselves, entering temples, using public facilities, etc. It also means that it is wrong to practice untouchability and that this practice will not be tolerated by a democratic government. In fact, untouchability is a punishable crime now. Article 25 to 28 guarantees the freedom of profess, practice, and propagate religion to all citizens. Cultural and educational rights reserve the right of any sections of citizens to conserve their culture, language, or script, and right to minorities to establish and administer educational institutions of their choice. There are many specific policies and schemes created by the state government and central government for the marginalized in our country. The government makes an effort to promote such policies to give opportunities to specific groups. The government tries to promote social justice for providing for free or subsidized hostels for students of Dalits and Adivasi communities. Reservation in education and government employment also available for Dalits and Adivasis. The law which reserves seats in education and government employment for Dalits and Adivasis are based on an important argument that in a society like ours, where for centuries sections of the population have been denied opportunities to learn and to work in order to develop new skills or assist these sections. Students applying to educational institutions and those applying for post in government are expected to furnish proof of their caste or tribal status in the form of caste and tribal certificate. Moreover, government tried to uplift the marginalized communities by providing scholarships and relaxation of cut-off marks. Children, our country has specific laws that guard against the discrimination and exploitation of marginalized communities. Firstly, the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act of 1989. This act aims to prevent the commission of offenses of atrocities against the members of the scheduled caste and the scheduled tribes. In the 1970s and 1980s, Adivasi people successfully organized themselves and demanded equal rights and for their land resources to be returned to them. The Scheduled Caste and the Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act of 1989 has been made by considering the long-standing needs of the Dalits and Adivasis. This law enlists many modes of humiliations or levels of crimes. They are: forces a member of a scheduled caste or scheduled tribe to drink or eat any inedible or obnoxious substances. Acts with intent to cause injury, insult or annoyance to any member of scheduled caste or scheduled tribe by dumping excreta, waste matter or any other obnoxious substances in his premises or neighborhood. Forcefully removes clothes from the person of a member of a scheduled caste or a scheduled tribe or parades him naked or with painted face or body or commits any similar act which is derogatory to human dignity. Wrongfully occupies or cultivates any land owned by or allotted to or notified by any competent authority to be allotted to a member of a scheduled caste or a scheduled tribe or gets the land allotted to him transferred. Wrongfully disposes a member of a scheduled caste or scheduled tribe from his land or premises or interferes with the enjoyment of his rights over any land, premises or water. Assaults or uses force to any women belonging to a scheduled caste or scheduled tribe with intent to dishonor or outrage her modesty. If any of the offenses are committed against a Dalit or Adivasi, the concerned authority should file a case, conduct proper investigation and takes strict action against the culprits. The Scheduled Caste and the Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act of 1989 is a powerful weapon to protect the rights of Adivasis and the Dalits in India. Students, the remaining parts of this chapter will be discussed in the next module. Thank you.